This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine ending the week of 24 August 2005. Israeli occupation forces execute, raise, arrest, and destroy. Five Palestinian civilians were extrajudicially killed by Israeli occupation forces in Tul Karam refugee camp. 12 Palestinian civilians were wounded by Israeli occupation forces and by settlers. Israeli occupation forces conducted 18 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Homes were raided and 9 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 9 homes were transformed by the Israeli occupation force into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege on Palestinian communities located near Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip and the northern West Bank. They've closed Al-Mahdan and Abu Khole checkpoints in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces arrested 10 Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints in the West Bank and a woman at the Rafah International Crossing Point, and have continued to use a special checking machine at this crossing point. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid or annexation wall in the West Bank and have confiscated 1,585 dunams of Palestinian land near East Jerusalem. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. 600 dunams of agricultural land were confiscated and 100 others were raised to the purpose of settlement expansion in Hebron. Nablus, Tul Karam, and a number of Palestinian civilians were injured in Hebron and Qalqilya. Here are more details. Regarding extrajudicial executions, late on Wednesday, 24 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially killed 5 unarmed Palestinian civilians, including 3 children, in the Tul Karam refugee camp. One of the victims allegedly wanted by the Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces claimed that they raided the homes where these individuals were hiding to arrest them. They further claimed that they exchanged fire with the victims and killed them. Investigations refute this claim and indicate that the victims were unarmed and they were not together when they were killed. It is worth noting that Israeli occupation forces redeployed into Tul Karam 4 months ago, but regained control over the town only 6 weeks ago. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 18 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 7 Palestinian civilians and seized 9 homes and transformed them into military sites in the West Bank. 4 Palestinian civilians were also injured. During the incursions into the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces raided homes, arrested Palestinian civilians, and caused significant damage to property. Restrictions of movement. Since Israeli occupation forces started to implement the disengagement plan in Gaza, they've imposed severe restrictions on Palestinian civilians, especially in communities located near Israeli settlements. They've continued to close the area's crossing point for the second consecutive week and to impose severe restrictions on all other border crossings of the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to close the Abu Khole checkpoints on Salah Ad-Din Street, which is the main road running between the north and south of the Gaza Strip. In addition, Israeli occupation forces continue to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces continue to close the Zatar checkpoint south of Nablus and the Anab Gate east of Tul Karam for the 5th consecutive week. Since the declaration of the northern West Bank as a closed military zone on Monday morning, 15 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They've erected a number of iron gates on the main roads. They've also erected a number of checkpoints and arrested at least 17 Palestinian civilians. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation wall inside the West Bank for the purpose of more areas of agricultural land to the northwest of Jerusalem, and they've raised a number of pogroms in the Anata village northeast of Jerusalem. On Sunday, 21 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces confiscated 1,585 dunams of Palestinian land in the villages located near Jerusalem for the purpose of construction of this apartheid wall. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful nonviolent demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians and international solidarity activists. Illegal settler activities. Israeli settlers in breach of international and humanitarian law continue to reside illegally in the occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property, especially in the Gaza Strip, during the implementation of the so-called disengagement plan. During the reporting period, Israeli settlers launched 9 attacks on Palestinian civilians. 3 Palestinian civilians were wounded by Israeli occupation forces that supported Israeli settlers who attacked Palestinian civilians east of Tul Karam. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.